Very good morning. In B'Yafim 6:13, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Israel of Cherry Hill. Shabbos Samach Gimel, Shabbos 63a, pagination page 125. There's a fascinating Mishnah here regarding a person going out on Shabbos holding different armaments. The Mishnah lists off a sword, a shield, a bow, a spear, and the Mishnah therefore gets into a debate whether armaments are tachshitin, ornaments, or it's a sad byproduct of human existence, and in utopia there will be no need for this stuff. In which case, it's something that we sadly bear arms when necessary, but not something that you could call an ornament for Shabbos. It's not something of pride. You'll take a look at the Mishnah. It's the second line of the Mishnah, if you're counting just from the wide lines. It's the third line into the wide lines. Middle of the line, Rabbi Eliezer Omer Tachshitin Hein Lo. Rabbi Eliezer rules that they are ornaments, and it's decorative. V'chachamim omrim enun elu lignai. The Chachamim say they're negative. It's a sad thing. Shenemar, because we know the famous pasuk that in the times of Mashiach, v'chitzu charbosam le'itim v'chanisoseyem le'mazmeros. The famous pasuk from Yeshaya that the armaments will be switched to farm tools, to be constructive, to be plowshares. You'll take your spear, you'll take your sword. Metal will be at a premium. You're not just going to discard it. You're going to actually bend it and form something useful. V'lo yisa goyel goy cherev. And one nation to another will not bear swords. V'lo yumudu od melchama. And there will not be training academies for war. It's not a good thing. And therefore, even now, how can you call it a tachshit and say, I can go out with it on Shabbos, no different than a tie clip? It's ornamental. You wear earrings, so you could have a sword. A sword represents war. It's not an ornament, it's a sad byproduct of human existence. Let's drop down to where this argument continues. We'll start from the beginning of the line about a third or a half of the way down. The word tachshitin is the first word on the line. If you could drop down 30 lines. Tachshitin hein lo. Yeah? So the view that says, and their list of rabbis here as to who exactly said it, but tachshitin hein lo, they're considered ornaments, because there's a pasuk in Tehillim Mem Hei 45. Dechsiv, the pasuk says, Chagor charbucha yorech gibor, gird your sword on your thigh, you strong one. Hodcha v'hadorecha, it appears to be something of praise. It's your glory. So it seems a good thing to be listed in Tehillim like that. Amalei Rav Kana lemar b'rei de Rav Huna. Rav Kana responded and said, "Hai b'divrei Torah k'siv." That's talking about Torah, and all it is a mashal, just like we have Eishes Chayil, and it really represents Torah, because all of Mishlei you talk about the woman of valor, but really it's talking about Torah. It's giving you a mashal, an analogy from human existence, so that you could appreciate it. So this concept of girding your sword is talking about Torah. It's because a person should have his Torah ready and sharp. He should know his position on different things. He should know how the Torah views things, so that if someone were to ask him, he could respond readily, as a person in battle is ready with his armaments. But it is not praising people in war. Amalei Rav Kana. So he responded, "Ein mikra yotze midei pshuta." You can't take a pasuk out of its simple pshat. In other words, even though it's a mashal, but the original is also true, which is fascinating. By Esh Haschayil, for example, the original is also true. A woman of valor can be relied on. Torah can also be relied on, and on a whole different dimension. But the mashal is also true. And that's what he's saying, that the sword ready, you can't take it out of its simple pshat, and that's also considered a position, a positioning of honor. Maika mashmalon, what do we learn from this? The ligmer inish v'hadar lisfer, that it is possible to just get the real message and then later understand the deeper underpinnings of how they constructed that message. And that is in fact a legacy, they say, from Reb Chaim Soloveitchik, that he used to say svaris, that not everyone understood. And Reb Baruch Ber used to say, it's okay to repeat the words, even if you don't quite get the svara, even if you don't understand the underpinnings. Get the concept, because a great man said something great. Get the words at least, and then you could work from there. So in any case, we're being given a principle that E Mikri Yotze Midei Pshuto, by Esh Haschayil, by other things. We have a famous pasuk that's printed in the front of many Gemaras. Im Tevakshana Kakesef Uchumat Monim Tach Beseno, if you'll seek Torah like silver and like jewels, Oz Tovin, then you'll understand it. So it means that just as people are very motivated in the world for money, and you'll see them getting up early in the morning, you'll see them staying up late at night, you're seeing them training and very creative because they only want to make a good dollar. So if a person's motivated like that for Torah, so then he'll be successful. So you have to understand the mashal, you have to understand the nimshal. And over here we're being told, however you paskin on armaments being ornaments, but either way to appreciate both the mashal and the nimshal. Let's continue. Skip two words, and then Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim. Two Tamidei Chachamim, two Torah scholars, Hamechaddim Zeh Zeh, that sharpen one another b'halacha in their learning. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzliach Lahem, Hashem gives them success. And here we start understanding why Torah is being compared to a sword. It's a joust. You're fighting each other, but you're sharpening each other's svara, because as he hears your objection to his svara, he refines it, and you refine yours, and the result is something that's meaningful, of accurate. Torah shenemar, as the pasuk says, v'hadorchat salach, the glory should be successful, atikri v'hadorcha ele v'chadodcha, it's almost a synonym, it's a code word for sharpness, and that's the word salach from the word hatzlacha. Now, you'll drop down to very far down on the page, probably about 10 lines from the bottom, at the end of a line. Omar Rabbi Abba. What happens if you have two Talmidei Chachamim in a town, or two chavrusas, potential chavrusas available in Beis Medrash, and neither of them are terribly great? What should they do? And the Gemara insists they should pair up and do their best. Omer Rabbi Abba, Omer Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, Shnei Tamidei Chachamim, two Torah scholars, Hamadgilim ze lo ze bahalacha, who create a flag one to the other. Rashi says, what does it mean they're creating a flag? So he says, there was no flag, there was no leader of their own. But together, they're deeply committed, so they do their best together. HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ohavon, Hashem loves them. They're doing their best. Shenemar, V'diglo Alai Ahava, a person who creates a flag where there was none, so that's an accomplishment. That's something that Hashem loves. Omar Rava, Rava says, you have to understand, v'udiyadit surasa deshmaita, they have to know the basics of learning, because otherwise they're just shooting in the dark. So they have to have been trained somehow to get them started. V'hudiles l'rabba b'masa l'migmamine, and it's provided that they don't have a Rebbe in town from who to learn. But those provisions being said, if they're still desperate, the Rebbe's not available. He's not available 24/7. You still have an hour to learn and you have a choice. do you pair up or not? So the Gemara is recommending pairing up. Hamad Gilim, try to create a flag, work on it. If there's no Rebbe in the city, if there is a Rebbe, you're supposed to learn from the Rebbe. If a person doesn't have a foundation, so then he has to move heaven and earth to get the foundation. But once these things are in position, we're being told that it's still enormously valuable, even if the two people that are pairing up are not ultimate, like the Torah scholars that we were describing before, but nevertheless, it has enormous value and Hashem treasures it. Yashikoach, have a wonderful day.